Mobile.
AP Mobile. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing this morning?
We here. Got about maybe 30 minutes left, and I'll call it a day.
Ed, I'm sitting here in the drive letting the truck warm a minute.
You on that? How frosty is it over your way? We got some spots heavy frost and some spots we don't have any.
Any frost?
Not yesterday. He went back to work yesterday, but he's off the rest of the week.
Better than.
He like it. He's got family coming in, so he taking a week off, spend time with them.
Coming down knowing that they were sick with the virus. FCC telling everybody to make sure you didn't do criminal acts with your radio.
But I haven't read it. What's it saying?
That's just basically it. It just says don't do criminal acts. And I guess it figures that something's going to happen on Wednesday with the inauguration. And I guess if there's a a little war or something or whatever, and they don't want you participating in it with the radio.
I just sit back and listen anyway.
Yeah, I heard that. I guess it's an unfair advantage to the Democrats.
Hey, what I've never seen a screwed up election like this one was.
And I saw one where a guy was a supervisor at a TV station said the FCC come in and told him that be prepared to change their programming and that, and to broadcast only what they told him for like the maybe up to 72 hours.
That sort of fall under censorship.
No, but I'm thinking that they don't really care.
Mobile tried to come in. You're real light on making. Ken, can you copy?
I couldn't copy, but try again.
What's the EF name?
I'm Drew. Hey, welcome this morning. And at least made it back from the mountains safely. Did you find any snow?
Parking lot when my truck was broke down. I had to get it towed home all the way from Nashville.
Not good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what happened to it?
Oh, it just lost power. It was going up 26 and it started cutting back, and I was able to limp it to the McDonald's and it wouldn't ever crank up again.
Fuel?
It's almost acting like it's not getting enough power, so I got it on the charger, see if I can get it to the my diesel mechanic.
It can help you out. He, you know, he's real good with those diesels.
Yeah, I got a guy that lives not far down the road, or his shop's not far down the road. He's usually the one I take my truck to. Don't let me interrupt.
Interrupting us, we're just shooting the killing time till I can get to work, till I can make it to a cup of coffee.
Coffee park, right?
So, Andrew, you saw where the FCC said don't do anything criminal with your radio?
Saw that. I'm going to have to keep an eye on it and make sure I don't do anything wrong. But, yeah, I was watching, I can't remember the name of the guy out of California. Elmer or whatever. I was watching him and he was covering it, and I started reading a couple more things about it. The one of my official reasons was talking about it day before yesterday.
That guy out in California, right? Whiskey 6, Lima Gulf.
He was the one that happened to notice he posted about it, so I watched his YouTube and he was kind of lightly discussing it, but he didn't know any more than anybody else, so.
What they didn't want you to do by that, but I gotta believe it's something with the election.
The one that,
any of that at that time.
Well, we're saying we're using foul fang radios there in the Capitol riots. I don't know if that's true or not. A lot of people like to pick on foul fang.
FKN4 TFW.
Friday. I've got one, and I've got where I very seldom ever turn it on anymore.
My bow fang for when I'm out there in the yard and I'm doing cross band to the truck.
Yeah, the backup radio.
The 8 watts ain't gonna hit this repeater no way under the sun.
I can hit it with 5. It's the radio I used for a couple of months while I was studying and listening to, every morning listening to Ed and Mike and Tim.
Good photo contact or motor contact this weekend?
I thought it was you. Noise level was a 7 right off the bat.
Have a tough time on 40, but if it was on 20. Occasionally people do 80. Once it starts warming up, if I get more comfortable on the radio, I might actually try to do a photo activation. Just to challenge myself a little bit more. KO4CEF Friday.
Operators are really, really good. It's amazing how quick they can talk to somebody.
Pretty intimidating for them, too. Trying to have that many people start coming at you.
May have to get him an assistant to enter that stuff in the log for him.
How they do it. I know that one woman operator, Carrie, she's awesome, but man, she must have somebody else logging it for something.
The one that's her and her husband, you talk to her and then you wind up talking to him and vice versa.
Talk to him, I don't know that I recognize that it was her husband and that I've only, you know, ever talked to her, and she's probably the one I got the most contacts with.
One female operator does work on there, and put this her and her husband together. She'll get the first call out, and then, you know, she'll tell you to stand by for a second contact.
I think I've ever gotten that one.
Operator too, him and her both. They can flat pull them in and log them.
Last week, they may have to follow up.
Working those pileups.
Right in there. I don't know how good I am now.
Riding a bicycle. Once you learn, you don't forget.
On Saturday, I could hear all the other operators, but I just couldn't hear the park operator.
I'm pulling in the parking lot. 7-3 to both of you. I hope you have a great day. And I hope we'll catch you on another morning. Hope I can get back on my regular radio. But 7-3's to you, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Andrew. Yeah, 7-3's, Andrew. Hope you get your truck fixed and it's nothing major. And have an awesome day, KN4TFW.
Hard to do that one time, and it turned out to be the catalytic converter was stopped up.
He's got a diesel, though. It almost sounds like, you know, if you had water in the fuel, you know, it might not crank up.
It lost power and barely pulled itself up a hill. And once we got it in the yard, shut it down, it wouldn't crank back up. We had to tow it to the shop and get the catalytic converter fixed.
Had one, if you got on it kind of easy and that, it would run okay, but if you kind of, like, you know, got on it a little bit hard to get across the street or something, it would spit and sputter. Ended up being the spark plug wires.
Compared to a catalytic converter. Got us some deer meat this morning.
Do that and mess up your truck.
In the right side of my truck where 3 deer run down the side of it.
That since last time I saw you?
Dancing dings before you saw me. But I turned into one subdivision. There were five ran right out in front of me. I could have counted the hairs on one of them. We're about what goes on at the inauguration. So I'm going to sleep through it. But something good happened, call me.
Not even watching it. Don't even watch it on any kind of media.
I didn't even watch the last one, so I know I ain't gonna watch this.
I'm with you on that one for sure.
Remember one year we had to sit and watch it on TV in school, and that was the most boringest thing I ever run across.
We had to pass a bunch of stuff in the first week, run it down our throats.
Interesting, we just have to sit back and wait.
The FBI was doing a big investigation with all the troops there in D.C. to make sure that there wasn't nobody already on the inside.
Guarantee you they're checking everybody's orifices and trying to figure out who's who and what's what. Remember when the vice president came to the university and I got sent to be part of the protection detail during his ceremony and stuff. And I'm going to tell you, when they send you a questionnaire and say, fill this out, you're going to be there a while.
It would be. KN4TFW.
When Dole came to Clemson to dedicate the Strom Thurmond building over on campus.
For that one.
Probably still out in Colorado. It's getting late. Rain later on this week, aren't we?
It's Thursday, but I don't think it's going to amount to nothing. Maybe an eighth of an inch.
Enough to make it aggravating on the route.
Forget about that.
Just have to do like I always do, grin and bear it.
Know what I'm wanting to sleep, right?
So that's what I did with my dust.
If you put it, to put it all the way on.
My old skin, full of ink duster, I'll take and, put it on my left side and throw it over my lap and let it rain.
Those two.
Cussing fart. It's been a lifesaver. Get some more wall fart. Give it a good working over.
Car I told you was sitting on the interstate. Sitting there.
I'm surprised that the Highway Patrol haven't had that vehicle towed.
A sticker in the back window.
That's the proof that at least they checked it. 29 degrees and ain't all that bad.
And four up here, almost Spartanburg.
The truck door open, my foot propped up. Last time I looked, it was 29, and I'm surprisingly, I'm comfortable.
Too bad when I went out to the truck this morning.
Snowing. Youngest son is the head deacon at the church where he's at, and this past weekend, they took the youth up to a youth rally up in Gatlinburg, and they got right in the middle of all that snow. He said they had a blast. KM4 and AP Friday.
When it snows, I know the kids had a good time.
To work out in it, it wouldn't bother me, but, you know, when you're out in it, and a lot of people, they seem to forget how to drive, you just sort of dread it.
Know how to drive.
Think they got the driver's license from a Cracker Jack box. I've seen a few that you stand there and scratch your head and wonder how they got a license.
Well, those when the FedEx guy comes in to deliver, they had a bunch of, you know, temps and everything, and it's like, man, these people, they couldn't back a truck. It took them 10 minutes to back just a little panel van.
Seen my brother take 3 implements and hook it up to the back of our tractor and back that sucker up and put each one of them in its own slot and never have a minute problem. I'm gonna go in. Mama done cut the lights on, so that's her saying she's up and I better get in the house. But I'll catch you in the morning, hopefully. You be careful getting into work, and if I'm out roaming around, maybe I'll catch you when you get off this afternoon. So KM4NAP sending 730 away.
All right, 738, have a good one. Yeah, I'm only about 2 or 3 miles out myself. And so have a good one, and I'll catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.